Pete Musto.
And I'm Dorothy Gundy.
From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live. U.S.-backed Iraqi forces launched an assault Sunday on ISIS terrorists in the town of Tal Afar, west of Mosul. Tal Afar and the surrounding areas are the last pockets of ISIS-held territory in Iraq. In a televised speech early Sunday, Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said the city of Tal Afar will be liberated and will join all the liberated cities. Abadi called on the militants to surrender or die. By early afternoon on Sunday, the commander of the operation said his forces had recaptured a series of villages east, southwest, and northwest of Tal Afar. The U.S.-led coalition providing air and other support to the troops praised what it said was a, quote, capable, formidable, and increasingly professional force. The coalition estimates that there are about 2,000 ISIS militants holed up in Tal Afar and between 10 and 50,000 civilians still in and around the city. Spain's hunt for the driver of a van that barreled through a crowd in Barcelona last week focused Sunday on two towns in the northeast. Police set up numerous roadblocks, hoping to capture a 22-year-old Moroccan man whom they suspect was behind Thursday's attack, which killed 13 people and injured more than 100 others. On Sunday, Spanish police told reporters they had found 120 gas canisters in a home believed to be the bomb-making factory of the suspects in Thursday's attack. Enough materials were found to carry out one or more attacks in Barcelona, according to the regional police chief. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of people marched in Hong Kong Sunday to protest the sentencing of three democracy activists who led the 2014 Umbrella Movement. Joshua Wong, Nathan Law, and Alex Chow were sentenced to 6 to 8 months Thursday for their role in the Umbrella Movement rallies, months-long demonstrations calling for democratic reforms. Their sentences were met with outrage from rights groups and activists who joined civilians in the march Sunday from the district of Wan Chai to the Court of Final Appeal, where they protested the jail terms. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says he is satisfied with the process the Trump administration went through to formulate its new strategy for Afghanistan, but he is not saying what that strategy is.
The president has made a decision, as he said. He wants to be the one to announce it to the American people, so I'll stand silent until then, until that point.
Mattis speaking to reporters in Amman, Jordan on Sunday. On Saturday, President Trump said on Twitter that his administration has decided how to deal with the now 16-year-long war in Afghanistan. One day after meeting at the Camp David presidential retreat with his national security team, the president tweeted, "Important day spent at Camp David with our very talented generals and military leaders. Many decisions made, including on Afghanistan." Zimbabwe's First Lady Grace Mugabe returned home Sunday from South Africa, where she was accused of assaulting a model. South Africa's International Relations Minister granted the First Lady diplomatic immunity Sunday, negating a, quote, red alert that had been issued at the South African border to prevent her from leaving the country. American comic legend Jerry Lewis, who teamed up with Dean Martin, a singer, before starring in his own movies, has died at age 91. He died Sunday morning at his home in Las Vegas, Nevada. During the peak of their popularity, Martin and Lewis ruled nightclubs, radio, and then the box office with their breezy yet physical comedy act, reigning as the top draw at theaters between 1950 and 1956. Lewis was also known for more than half a century for fighting the neuromuscular disease, muscular dystrophy. He hosted an annual Labor Day telethon, and between 1955 and 2011, he raised nearly $2.5 billion to help fight the disease. You could find more on these and other